I'm Carrie Kahn in Los Angeles, where Southern California baseball fans are daring to dream about a possible freeway World Series between the National League Dodgers and the American League Angels. In 48 seasons, this is only the second time that both teams have made the playoffs in the same year. And then both the Dodgers and the Angels got knocked out in the first round. The two clubs are separated by only 30 miles of freeway, but there's a lot more dividing their fans. As the Dodger faithful point out, the Angels really belong in Anaheim and have just borrowed Los Angeles because it sounds better on TV.
There's only one team in LA. The Angels are in heaven.
Edgar Cabrera was already hoping for a SoCal matchup as he celebrated the Dodgers clinching the National League West Championship last week.
We are the champions. Dodgers are the best, period.
Of course, the Dodgers' dynasty days are a distant memory. Their last World Series was 20 years ago. But long-suffering fans like Robert Mitchell have hope that this'll be the year.
Making it up to the top, it's been a long time since they've been there. So it's time for them to try to do something now.
The Angels don't have to open a history book to remember their last big victory. They won the World Series in 2002. But Angels fans like Jesus Guzman have never known a time when the regional rivals even had a shot at playing a freeway World Series.
I've been an Angels fan all my life.
Guzman can see Angels Stadium from his Anaheim home. He and his dad have been going to the game since he was a kid.
My dad would come home and say, let's go to the game, and he'd get the view level seats for $3.
He says he'd be willing to shell out a lot more to see the Angels play the Dodgers for the World Championship. But first, there's that little matter of both teams surviving the playoffs. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.